Nashville's public square was packed last night as residents from several religious backgrounds remembered those who died in the recent New Zealand mosque attacks. Many attendees said they were happy about the turnout, but as WPLN's Shalina Chotlani reports, some also said Tennessee still has work to do when it comes to promoting tolerance.
In between moments of prayer, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and Hindus, among others, greeted each other, hugged, and lit candles. Zulfat Swara, chair of the American Muslim Advisory Council, says the show of unity is comforting.
The people of Nashville saying they do not stand for hate. They want to stand together, and that means a lot to us. But there are a few people that still instill fears.
So Swara says there ought to be more education in the state on Islam to reduce stereotypes about Muslims. Jim Wolgamuth of the group Veterans for Peace called on political leaders to promote tolerance.
I want to see a change of heart from our state General Assembly. Like, where were they here? Where was the state representatives here from the GOP?
Only Democratic politicians were pointed out by speakers at the vigil. But Wolgamuth says he thinks it's a promising sign that so many different religious groups in the city can unify. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chotlani.